Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A dynamic, quite frankly, in America, a country within two countries, the haves and the have-nots, Democrats and Republicans clearly don't see the same things, white versus black, rich versus poor. It's the great divide gets greater every day. Can I point something out about Trump and what I took from the Republican convention last night? Something that jumps out at me, and feel free to chime in here. So Trump gets on first with this apocalyptic end of the world myopic view of dystopia. Darkness, death, destruction, and says, you have anarchy and riots in the streets if you elect Biden. Okay, reasonable shtick. But as I'm debating back and forth with my boy Norm Candelore, who I love to death, from Saris, and Norm's barking beauties, his exploding dog salons, he's Ray Kroc. Anyway, as I said to Norm, so if Trump says, folks, if you elect Biden, you get riots and anarchy in the streets, what do we have now? Huh? No, I'm just trying to keep it real here. So last I checked, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, heck, Pittsburgh, now Wisconsin, riots, anarchy, cars burning, buildings burning, folks getting shot, anarchy. We have that right now. Portland, seen Portland? So if we have that right now, and Trump is president right now, and he says if you elect Biden, that's what you get, but we get that with you, sir. I'm confused. Somebody help me get through that. Somebody. If we have anarchy now and riots now, Wisconsin, Portland, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, you name it, and Trump's president, and he says that's what we're going to get if we vote for Biden, don't make sense to me. Does it make sense to anyone? You know, it also doesn't make sense. Extremely liberal points of view from folks like Corey O'Connor, city councilman. Like him, nice kid, who's a grown man now. Suggesting that the city should ban any use of any facial recognition surgery. Facial recognition technology to identify suspects. As if to say that it's illegally used to identify African Americans, which is a flat-out lie. And I would ask Pittsburgh Police Union President Bob Schwarzwalder, who joins me live, what the hell is he talking about, Bob? Isn't this something that can be used as a tool to, for example, find a suspect in a shooting of a one-year-old baby, sir?
Marty, that's exactly what. First of all, thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate it. You're exactly correct. You know, I called Councilman O'Connor and was critical because the way the legislation is written is not very clear. Now, he assures me he intends to meet with public safety officials and clarify it, but I clearly pointed out to him, as written right now, it's a very, very dangerous ordinance to draft as in its current state, and here's why. So last night, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there was a shooting and by some criminals, and the rounds errantly missed, I guess, their intended target.
Yes, sir.
They penetrated a house, went through two walls, and killed a one-year-old. A one-year-old child was murdered last night over in the Zone 1 section, which is the north side area.
Right.
And police officers scrambled to save this baby's life. They loaded the child up. They applied pressure dressings, first aid, all the way to AGH, where this child ended up dying. Now, we don't hear about those kind of actions by our police officers.
You don't.
We just hear how bad they are, how horrible they are, how terrible they are, where it's become politically beneficial to bash cops. But I don't hear a single politician. I don't hear a single politician out there right now, Marty, praising what those officers did. They went out and did their job. In spite of all this rhetoric and all this bashing, these police officers ran up there, grabbed that child, did a load and go because they couldn't wait for the ambulance because this child was in very critical condition. And is anybody talking about that this morning?
Bob, they held a dying, bleeding baby in their hands and tried to keep the tried to stop the bleeding. Can you imagine that trauma for those officers? Not one word about it.
And all of them, or at least most of them, have a child of their own.
That's right.
So there's this child just expiring because of these criminals out there. And my question is, and this is an African-American child, I mean, where's the outrage? Where's the outrage in this instance where this infant, this helpless, innocent child was murdered by criminal element? It's horrible, horrible that this could even occur.
Hey, Bob, four homicides in 2 days. Go ahead.
Well, so what you're going to see this crime is going to be on the rise. And actually, Department of Homeland Security just put out where they studied, you know, a bunch of cities, Pittsburgh being one, where murders up 37%. Yep. Now, they're putting cautionary tales out since the pandemic started, these researchers. But violent crime, aggravated assault, gun violence is up all across the country, at least in the cities that they studied. This was just published at the end of July 2020. And they're showing this trend of this increased violent crime. And like you pointed out in your monologue, well, you're seeing they're taking this huge liberal agenda to push these reforms that there's the doctrine of unintended consequences. You need to be careful what reforms you implement right now, because remember, in the future, those reforms are going to stay there.
What if you were to say we need facial recognition technology to identify a suspect in the shooting? Oh, wow. Maybe we should make an exception. We thought we would just use it to victimize African Americans, is how Corey O'Connor in his liberal agenda is fairly characterizing this. Yes, Bob?
Watch the problem. So part of the case is not just to identify the person, but to gather the evidence that was used in the crime. So if all of a sudden this pops up and we can identify that photograph, now we can locate that individual and possibly and hopefully recover the evidence that was used in the crime, i.e. the gun, you know, clothing that was worn at the time of the crime, all those different other types of evidence that we have. And here's the problem, Marty. They're pushing these liberal agendas. And what people don't realize is it's not just a photograph. You need more than just a photograph of somebody. You have to establish facts and circumstances, and you have to write about it. You have to document this investigative effort in a police report. So if I say Marty Griffin's the shooter because, hey, his picture shows up here, or Bob Swartzwelder's the shooter, I need more than just that picture. I got to find out, where was Marty at? Where was Bob at? What were they wearing? Can we place him there besides something just in the photograph? We might have to back check. We might have to talk to Christine or somebody else.
It's a tool, Bob.
Your wife. Huh?
It's a tool, man.
That's correct. That's all it is. It's no different than a fingerprint. It's no different than, what's next on the agenda, Marty? DNA? We're going to get rid of DNA now.
Right.
DNA's freed a lot of people.
Can you hang, Bob? Can you hang around?
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. I need to hang in there with them. It's important stuff. They want to disregard facial recognition technology. You know they use it in the airport. You know they use it in the casino, too. Man, Corey O'Connor, nice kid, but he's a grown man. excuse me. He's trying to out-progressive the progressive, Peduto. He wants to eliminate facial recognition technology for the Pittsburgh police under the assumption that they will use it to unfairly arrest African Americans. Seriously. By the way, they don't have it right now, and they don't use it right now. Do you, Bob?
What he's alleging, Marty, Mr. O'Connor is alleging, is that they don't want the city to purchase some commercial-grade facial recognition technology. His belief is that what's being currently utilized, in other words, we partner with the Pennsylvania State Troopers, right, or you know the county, that's all fine. Well, the problem is we have our own issues, and it may get there. We may evolve to where we can purchase these items and engage in this use of this technology. The big point is this one, and it's what I want to make your listeners and yourself very aware. There is no investigative effort, zero investigative effort done by a law enforcement officer in this country that is not required to be documented clearly in a police report. So you cannot go rogue and start running things like some kind of, crazy deep state or anything right, like that as a police officer. You cannot do that as a police officer. It's all based on probable cause, constitutional constraints, requirements, et cetera. This rhetoric that is out there that is saying all this stuff is going on is insanity.
You're all criminals. Every single cop's a criminal. And all the sinners are saints. And that's where we're at. And we take a video from Wisconsin, as bad as we may view it when we see it as amateurs, and we make every single cop in every town a criminal. Then leaders in the city, like Corey O'Connor, come out and say, and to add to that, they're trying to use facial recognition technology to snatch innocent African Americans off the streets, further criminalizing cops. Is that not what's happening, Bob?
Right, because it, as I clearly pointed out, is politically beneficial to bash law enforcement, regardless of the circumstances. It's politically beneficial to you. So what happens is if you bash the cops, you are a friend of us. If you don't bash the cops, then you're something else. And it's sad that we're basically trying, this is a political movement to 100% delegitimize law enforcement in this country.
It's true.
And that's what is going on, to delegitimize lawfully sworn law enforcement officers, not to reform problem areas, but to completely delegitimize our form of government right now. For them, listen, I'm no friends of the mayor. You know, the mayor and I have had our differences.
You have.
But for individuals to say that the duly elected mayor, like it or not, should step down is outrageous. He ran for election.
Who the hell's going to step in? Who the hell's going to step in? Come on, man.
Listen,
what do they want, Bob?
You and Mark, you get on the mayor. I mean, right. I'm trying not to laugh, but you do. But you understand, like it or not, he is the duly elected mayor. So do I. So whether we agree with his policies or we don't agree with his policies, we don't demand you step down, mayor, unless he committed some sort of a violation of the city code, et cetera, the Constitution. So that's not happening here.
And now it's okay, fashionable to bash cops. I promise you, Bob O'Connor wouldn't do this. Corey's father.
Well,
he just wouldn't.
I know that because I dealt with him many times. The key is now is that I look for leadership in government, and what I'm seeing right now, what I'm personally seeing right now is let's attack law enforcement
right,
because it'll get me votes.
It will, but I don't buy it.
It will get me votes.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
Hey, before I let you go, dramatic
sure,
increases in homicides and assaults in major cities and in Pittsburgh. Is some of that police officers saying, to hell with it, I'm not chasing that anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. They don't want me. They don't get me. Is part of that, Bob?
Yeah, we could speculate that, Marty, because without more facts and data, I'm very careful,
right,
you know, what I say about that, because I'm a facts and data kind of guy. That's where I try to argue from that perspective. But one could extrapolate based on the tone of what's happening with law enforcement. You're probably seeing a reduction in self-initiated activity,
right,
meaning the law enforcement officers are not engaging in the self-initiated activity where they're going to say, unless I have a documented radio call or I have a third party documenting this, anything that I self-initiate is going to be subject to severe criticism. and I'm probably going to be attacked if someone just picks up a phone. We have a police officer right now. That somebody, he wrote nothing inappropriate on his Facebook post. Doesn't even identify himself.
He doesn't.
As a police officer. And someone was just mad, so they tracked down the Facebook, and the city put him on administrative leave.
They did. So now he's the latest victim of the left-wing progressives. Let's take them all out until there are no police no more. Great idea, Bob. I'm afraid. By the way, have you reached Corey yet, and what did he say if you did?
Well, I spoke to him generally, because especially before I was going to do your show, just to determine exactly where he was going with this. And his position is, well, we don't want you to purchase that type of software unless you come to us. I said, but that's not what the ordinance states.
Right.
The ordinance in this section here states obtain or use. And I don't know if you remember this, but you remember the two women that were murdered over in the Morningside section of the city of Pittsburgh? They were two sisters.
Yes.
They were murdered a few years ago.
Of course.
They tracked that individual by using, because they didn't have them on the radar yet, by using different types of a software that was available out there to track him down. Not just that, they did other very diligent investigative work. But that was a tool, as you clearly pointed out, was a tool that they used to help identify him and use different segments of his travel route to track him down and determine that he actually killed those two women. So at what point do we then say, well, we're going to stop this investigation, because if we use that, we've now violated the law and we can't catch the individual or the suspect with the evidence in their possession because it's politically beneficial, because someone over here believes without facts and data, oh, you're misusing it.
The narrative today will be this: not that two cops covered in blood tried desperately to save the life of a dying baby. The narrative will be cops kill innocent man again. And that scares me. Bob, thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate you, man.
Okay, Marty, thanks for having me, sir. You have a good day.
Frightening times.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.